You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
All right, here we go, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. It's Jay Styles, Dick Nukem.
Hey, what's cracking? We got my boy in here looking like Asher Roth right here. What's up, bro?
We got Notorious.
He like that.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, Notorious? B. Brown, conversation piece. How you doing?
Hey, what up, y'all?
And then we got two special guests in the building, DJ Carrizza or Carrizza. How you doing, Carrizza?
Carrizza, what's up?
What's up? And then we have the marketing director or the manager from Sporty LA, Brittany.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Good. How's all right, everybody feeling today?
Great, great. Awesome. So this show is brought to you by Sporty LA, 7753 on Merrose Avenue. Make sure y'all come on and check out the exclusive shoes. They got the kicks, all sizes, all colors. You looking for some other? Y'all got the Yeezus? Yeezus yet?
No Yeezus. Okay. I wish though, but no Yeezus.
Okay, so before we get into the first topic, go ahead and explain just the history of Sporty LA and the shoe store, the sneaker company.
The store itself started in 1985 by the owner's parents.
Okay.
So they ran it, started it, the whole thing, got into the whole scene of the world's rarest sneakers. So we have celebrity foot traffic every day that they started, and that's why we are who we are today.
Exactly.
Kind of a sad note to it, the father passed away not that long ago. Wow. And so it's been up to the kids. Just keep the business running, keep everything moving along, and keep the stores opening. So we just opened a new one back in July down the street, Martell and Fuller on Melrose.
Okay. Nice.
So you can go check that out. We have all the same shoes that we have here at our flagship location. And Rosette, Orna's sister, actually runs that store.
Sporty LA has in LA, what, four or five locations?
Right now we have three. So we have the one down the street on Martell.
And that's the kids. That's the kids.
We have the kids right next door. Okay. And we have the flagship location here.
Okay.
Nice.
And then it's also like a Sporty LA athletic gear, like nothing but clothes, right?
We did have an apparel store for a while. You can still get all the apparel that you want, all the Adidas tracksuits, whatever Nike shirts you're looking for. Yeah. It's all still here. Just ask. Cool. Otherwise, we have pretty much every shoe you could ever want.
I'm trying to grab one of them Arsenal jerseys y'all got over there. Look at that slide.
I'm telling you, man, they got some high kicks down here. These shoes actually I got on right here. I got these from Sporty LA right here, man. So
hey.
I think these Jordans, I'm not sure what number it is, but
there's some flights. There's some flights.
I got these kicks right here, man. So make sure y'all come on to Sporty LA 7753. Alright, so getting to the first topic, NWA, the movie trailer straight out of Compton. We playing this instrumental right now, man. It's crazy. I watched the trailer like three times. I think this might be one of the biggest hip-hop movies since Notorious. That's about to drop August 15th.
Yeah.
What did y'all think about the trailer?
Dope. I
thought
can't
it was
wait.
Raw.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
It's just crazy. And what's his name? Ice Cube's son looked just like him.
Yeah,
he looked just like him.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed that Eazy-E's son didn't get that part, but the guy who plays Eazy-E looked just like Eazy-E.
He mentored him, though.
Yeah,
I was reading where he actually, you know, the character who did play him went to the grandmother's house to see where they were raised, really get in the feeling of the character.
Right.
So I think he's going to do a really good job.
Right.
I guess I'm kind of wondering if Suge Knight is going to have an actual part in this movie. And because they haven't really announced if Suge Knight is going to have a part, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you saw him in there.
He was featured in the trailer.
Well, Suge,
yeah.
Really?
He was wearing all red.
Yeah, when he got beat up.
In the studio.
I don't know who it was.
I missed that.
Well, I mean, Suge Knight not really NWA anyway, so I mean, he might have a small role.
Yeah, I think it'll be a small role.
But the transition from NWA to Death Row.
Yeah.
And,
for Dr. Dre.
But
he's pretty mad about it. I mean, word is the whole shooting, or not the shooting, when he killed his friend.
He backed over the guy's head, basically. Yeah,
it was because he was upset that Dr. Dre used his likeness without his permission and did so in a negative light. So he was going to go confront Dr. Dre.
Do you think he would have killed Dr. Dre? Like, I mean...
He's crazy. He would have done.
No, but you never know.
Suge
Knight. I never tell with Suge Knight.
I'm scared to talk about him in L.A., period.
I'm not. I mean, Suge Knight, man, he's just a guy. He's a troubled guy.
I actually saw him get pulled over.
Oh,
like, when I first moved here, I was over at coming out of a club for the day, saw somebody perform, stepped outside, and he's in his Escalade, windows tinted. Cops are pulling him over for that as he's trying to head into a cigar shop.
How long ago was this?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that was probably, 8 years ago, something like that.
I think the thing with Suge Knight that I don't like, he never grew up. you know.
I don't know what's wrong
with him. You know, as a young, you know, as a young child, or not a young child, but a young man, you know, you would want to grow up at some time, you know.
Just like
Dr. Dre grew up, you know, Ice Cube grew up, but Suge Knight has not. He has not
progressed.
Right, he's not progressed at all.
He's a beast. He's an animal.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with his career, though, because it was like once Tupac got killed, it was like nothing else.
I mean,
for
he could have made another Tupac. You know, it's no excuse. But you don't know because it hasn't happened, though. You don't know. He could have made another Pac.
I want him to stay away from any talented artist because their career will die if Suge can't have it.
I think the way Suge Knight even got into the industry is by strong arming his way in. Like, he didn't come in with brains or some, you know, business smarts. He just came in like, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
You
know,
yeah.
That was his business smarts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If you don't do it, I'm gonna beat you, like, damn. So, or I run up you with my car. So, I don't know.
Do you guys think if Dre stayed with Death Row, if Death Row stayed, would have been popping?
I mean, anywhere Dr. Dre goes is going to be successful. So, I mean, they would have been popping for sure.
But I don't think that collaboration or that partnership could have stayed.
He knew
I'm glad he got out when he did. It's so
what, Dre left, he left Death Row, what, 94? 96?
No, a little bit before 96. It was before 96.
So it was before Pac died?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, but it's good to see their progression. Even Ice Cube, he's doing movies with Kevin Hart. Ride Along 2 is about to come out.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre's almost a billionaire, you know, making big deals. And then Suge Knight, he's in jail.
Yeah. He's getting shot and still lives like every 5 minutes.
You're right.
He's a beast. I'm scared of him.
Five times at Chris Brown's MTV party.
But,
he's
back
immortal.
To this NWA movie, though. Yeah, we don't want to talk about Suge Knight. I really can't wait to see the movie. I think this could be the best rap biopic that we've seen. I think this could outdo Get Rich or Die Trying, Notorious. Are those like the only, what other rap biopics are there?
Eminem's.
Oh yeah, Eminem's. I forgot about that.
I think this could be better than all of those movies, to be honest. And I think this could even compete with like Tina Turner's biopic. I think this could compete with Ray. You know, there's a possibility that this could become an instant classic. And I think that's like the real power. I think that's the real power behind this movie.
I mean, from the trailer, it looks really good. They should have kept Lee Daniels as a director. I'm mad they got rid of Lee Daniels.
F. Gary Gray did Friday, though.
Yeah,
he did Set It Off. He knows how to capture the West Coast gangster, you know what I'm saying, mentality. He knows how to capture that on film.
That's true.
And so I think he's the right guy for the job.
That's true. Yeah. But I agree. I believe this movie is going to be one of those classic hip hop movies.
Yes.
Just like a Get Rich or Die Trying. I forgot about Get Rich or Die Trying. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
when I watched that trailer, you felt it like in your soul.
Yeah.
Right.
You really connected even in those like 2 or 3 minutes.
Exactly.
And I was like, I got to see that.
And the cinematography just looks so good. LA
it's
looks
captivating.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then it's just the impact the NWA had on, you know,
the
riots, the culture, what they had to say after you know, things like that, like they really had a big impact. So in order to capture that and bring it to the big screen, I think it is going to be a classic.
And I think they're doing it right. They're doing it big and they're doing it right. I don't think there's going to be any hype that we're going to be disappointed about.
I don't think so either.
The individuals are a part of it. You know what I mean? When they're a part of it and they got their hand in it, then how can we go wrong?
And the thing that's so intriguing to me about NWA is that they had no airplay. They still doing double platinum albums.
Yeah.
Like, no airplay because TV was talking about them, so everybody was going out. Like, who is this NWA, you know?
Yeah,
they wasn't getting airplay, you know, and it was still, like, people were buying their albums.
Being that I was so young at the time and a little kid, I was actually, like, going over the topics last night, talking to my boyfriend about it, and he could not wait at the age of 12 to get to Sam Goody, buy that tape, and put it in his Walkman, because he had to hear what they were trying to say.
Exactly.
About what was going on at the time.
Yeah. Take my hats off to NWA. Can't wait to see the movie. The movie
yes,
is going to be released on August 15th. Dr. Dre. Characters is Corey Hawkins. He's playing Dr. Dre. Jason Mitchell's playing Eazy-E. And Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson, is playing Ice Cube, man. So go.
So they're all new actors.
All new faces.
All new.
Which is dope.
Okay.
Which is good. New faces.
Awesome look.
Yes.
So make sure y'all go check that movie out. I know I will. DJ Carissa, let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and play that straight out of Compton. We're going to take this break. Make sure y'all come out to 7753 Melrose Avenue, Sporty LA right here.
All right, come get some
shoes. We talk. Let's go.
Straight out of Compton is a crazy brother named Ice Cube from the stupid dope gang with an attitude. When I'm caught off, I got a sword off. Kick knowledge and What's up?
Tell him where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. A brother with his finger on the trigger. But once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the ruthless villain and you know this. But the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a crap, just like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Like a fool out in the set. I find somebody talking trash and put them in check. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. You probably get mad like a punk is supposed to. But that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy little brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. MC Ren controls the automatic. For any fool in my way, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm the hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm raw. See, cause people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, you know you're through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Ren is on a gangster tip straight out of Compton. Compton.
Easy is his name and the boy's coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll slap your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother racing hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't really care. That's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kind of funny. The attitude showing suckers driving. But don't know where the hell they going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call Easy. But here's a flash that never sees me. Ruthless, never seen like a shadow in the dark. Except when I unload. You see a spark and talk over a hesitation. And hear the scream from the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and no object. And leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the girl who got shot? Oh, you think I give a damn about a girl? I ain't a sucker. This is the autobiography of the E. And if you ever mess with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out of Compton.
Compton.
All right, Oh Yeah We Talk is Jay Styles. Oh Yeah We Talk. We down to Sporty LA 7753 on Merrows. Make sure y'all come out and get the exclusive shoes right here. Also, Sporty LA has teamed up with Soul Bicycles. Bicycles should be an extension of your life. Assorted bicycles of all styles are now available for purchase on SportyLA.com. You want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say something. I work closely with the guys over at Soleil Bikes. They're based in Venice. So okay. Obviously all their custom bikes, super cool. We might actually be possibly selling some in the store, but go check their website out. Drew and Ben are the guys who I work with over
there.
So personal shout out to them. Super cool guys. Cool company.
That's not the company right there though, right?
No. Okay, they're based in Venice, down by the beach. Okay. And they was started by two guys at USC.
Wow.
And so it's kind of like just, you know, grown business from the ground up.
I think the thing I like about Soleil.
Uh-huh.
The thing I like about Soleil Bicycles is not the original look for a bicycle. Like
no,
they make their bicycles exactly. They make their bicycles like to fit your personality, mm-hmm, per se, you know?
Yeah.
Do they paint them?
What is it?
Do they paint them? How do they do?
Yeah, they manufacture and they paint them, and then there's you can order different sizes. And so what I like to say about them is, as we feel like sneakers should be an extension of your personality.
Exactly.
The bike kind of goes right in there with it.
Exactly.
Nice.
So, very cool. Go check them out. They have a Facebook, Instagram, all that guy.
You ever had some new shoes on and you ride your bike in your new shoes and you scuff your new shoes on your bike pedal?
Yeah.
Hey,
I hate that.
Worst.
Goddamn.
The struggle. All right,
man. Shout out to DJ Krizza. DJ Krizza's in here. Guest DJ.
Yay.
What's up, Krizza?
DJ Krizza, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Oh man,
I know it's a lot, but you know, just give us a brief moment about yourself.
Oh no, I'm like a huge music junkie, and I've always I listen to music everywhere I go, and then I love dancing, and I would go out, and then one day I was like, dude, I can do that. You know, I look at the DJ, and I was like, oh my god, I love the energy that they create in the room for the people, and I want to move people just as much as the DJ moves me when I dance in the club. So, I studied at Scratch LA this past year. And got certified and been making great connections, like surrounding myself with awesome people.
That's great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very cool.
So I read your bio. So you do a little bit of mixing. You like mixing records, and you also like a DJ producer a little bit.
Yeah, I'm learning to produce. That's like the next step. I mean, the bigger, the major goal is festivals. You know, I really want to do that. And I think even just DJing, you know, at a bar or anything, to be able to play your own edits, to really make your set
right.
unique to other DJs, I think producing will totally help and make you stand out more as a DJ.
Do you remember the first time that you went into a club and you had to DJ?
Yes, I still remember it.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was the coolest. Okay.
First of all, what club was it?
It was Sharky's Manhattan Beach. I met this guy, Danny R, and he's amazing. Like, I just had a question about like my library, and he was like, "Oh no, we got to sit down and talk about this." And then he asked if to listen to a mix of mine, and I was like, "Well, I have this old hip hop mix. I'm not even like a huge hip hop head. I like what's played in the club, you know." Right. But my first set was actually on vinyl, and I recorded it and I posted it, and it's like, "It's from a year ago, but check it out." And he's like, "I kind of like this." And he's like, "Come play with me, open for me at Sharky's Manhattan Beach." And I was like, "Okay."
Wow.
Awesome.
I think just having my friends there, having a good support
system
is, you know, especially for a performer, for any artist, is key.
Yeah.
For sure. So,
yeah. I'm really lucky.
That's great, man. So were you like nervous, jittery a little bit? Little butterflies? How long was your opening set? An hour?
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, that hour, when you have so much adrenaline, it just goes by like that. And then when his other opener, because there were two openers, when Ivan came up, I was like, "Wait, no, I want to play more. Like, I'm so juiced to play more." And it's addicting. It's really like you see everyone, like random people. Like, it's one thing to have your friends there, but then when you play a track you love, I can't remember exactly what track it was, but then some person, random person, points to you and it was like, "Oh my
That's
God.
My DJ. Yeah. No DJ. That's my DJ."
I was like, "Let's keep this party going. All right."
That's What's cool. the hardest so, thing about being a DJ?
Huh?
What's the hardest thing about being like a DJ?
I think when you really have an attachment to a song that you love, and then you get that, like, the feeling of clearing a dance floor is the worst. And
has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Uh-huh. I don't want to say what song it was. I mean, I really love this song, but...
No, what song was it?
It's Slight Work.
Really?
Slight Work. Wale?
Yes.
The Big Sean.
Wale, I love that track, Kay. I dance to it by myself. Like, I make my friends dance to it.
They cleared the floor?
But I've tracked, well, not clear, but like, you feel the energy just drop, and it's not an energy dropping song.
Right.
No.
But I played it twice, and it just didn't
Maybe
work.
Maybe they were tired.
It's the crowd. It's the crowd.
Maybe. Sure. And I don't know.
They were on a water break real quick, I'm sure.
Bathroom break, they ran
off. Have you ever had that experience where no matter what you play, the audience was so just dry? Like, the audience just was... Whack.
No, I think what's key about a DJ is, like, something I learned from scratch is having different exit routes. And so, I mean, I love Moonbaton, and I've like tried to get people to see if it, give them a taste of it, like a little teaser, and see if they vibe with that. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, depending on like the venue or the time of your set. And it's just knowing, like, "Oh, can't, no, they're not feeling that vibe." Okay, but you're not gonna completely change the vibe, but you'll like have a way out and into something else that might work better.
So, last question. You more of a EDM DJ that you say. So you don't really get into the, I mean, you like the hip hop records, but you're not really a hip hop DJ. Will you ever like maybe cross eyes to hip hop?
Totally. I think right now what's cool is that a lot of EDM, kind of like deep house, is getting really popular, and there's a lot of good remixes. And I think as a DJ, you know, I still love playing at the bar. I go like in Santa Monica, I go to like Circle Bar, Main on Main, and it's
that
fun.
That was my old heart in college. I'm down with that.
You remember when they had the poles?
Shout out to Circle Bar.
Circle Bar. Oh, we might have shared a dance one time. I'm like, hey. No, but it's fun. Like I think. It's great to hear kind of the deep house remixes with hip hop now, and it's kind of transitioning. Even like Truffle Butter.
Yeah.
The first time I heard it.
I love that song. That's my song.
I was like, dude, Drake and Nicki, they want to make a deep house track, I think, you know? So like, there's
that song
like,
is hot.
Everything's kind of mixing together, and I think that's what's awesome about music. You know, it doesn't have to be like genres are. We're starting to label so many songs like deep house, trap, all in like mixed in one, and it's awesome. And I think, you know, creating a set is what's really cool about DJing, and you can totally mix hip hop with EDM. So I think I'd do it in that way, you know, to make that, I guess, transition you were talking about.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, Krizza.
Thank you for inviting me. This is a blast.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that you came and, you know, took my phone call. You know, I thought you was too big. And I said, maybe she won't take my phone call, you know?
It's a nice little reunion.
But good to have you, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move into the next topic, man. So everybody, Missy still has a buzz for a Super Bowl. Katy Perry brought her out for a Super Bowl, man, and she basically stole the show.
No question about it.
Missy Elliott took that show from Katy Perry, but I'm glad Katy Perry actually allowed Missy to come out, because you know, everybody missed Missy. You know, so earlier in the week, Missy posted on her IG that she was in the studio with Timbaland, and they about to make some music together.
Make some magic, man.
What do you guys feel about that? Now, I was excited when I seen that.
Yeah.
I mean Missy, super duper fly.
Yeah, I mean, work it. This can be an amazing thing that happens, because I mean, Timbaland's been on the, you know, he's been resurging lately too, and I mean, he produced like Partition,
Justin Timberland.
You know,
and
what
he
I'm
has
saying?
A new show, Empire. He's producing.
He's on that.
So I mean, Timbaland is back right now, and I mean, for him to bring Missy back with him, that's something that could really, you know, what I'm saying, be magical for hip hop. Like, I know Timbaland ain't Drake on the best of terms, but if we could get like a Timbaland Drake Missy collab. Man, I mean, like, that would be huge.
That'd be crazy.
Fire.
Huge.
I was kind of sad that she kind of fell off. I know it was due to mostly her health, but I know that she said in an interview that she just didn't have that. She got tired of writing songs with the same topic, so she wanted to kind of live life a little bit more, which I think is important for an artist, you know, to kind of live life a little bit more so you can have more to say in your music. So I respect her for doing that, but I was like, man, Missy, like, we... Like, this track right here that's playing, man, almost, it made me want to, like, just bust dance. A 16 right quick, you know?
Hit us with something, bro.
Nah, man, but I'm glad Missy is coming back, and I'm definitely looking forward to her
music. I'm excited, too, but I'm a little nervous because I feel like people are so connected to the typical Timbaland Missy sound that I feel like people might be disappointed if they don't come correct with that same sound.
Well, and I don't think there's any way that they won't come correct. Like, I mean, they're musical geniuses. Like, even Timbaland, like, no matter what artist he works with, whether it's Justin Timberlake, or if it's Aaliyah,
Jay-Z. Yeah, he got hits with everybody.
And they were
right
futuristic
now.
When they did it the first time around.
Yeah, definitely.
They're going to be 10 years ahead of their time.
I think they're going to be fine. I think it's going to be up to Missy to come with like a hot hook more than it is on Tim. But I mean, I don't think that'll be my
issue. I mean, just from the beat going to be sick.
Yeah, the beat's going to be
rough. Timbaland's doing the beat, beat is going to be sick.
The way she made Katy Perry look so awkward in those little silver boots during the Super Bowl, she's just going to hit it out of the park this time around. Yeah. And I felt sorry for Katy Perry. It's like, you know, hey, get off the stage.
Because when I was watching, I was like, Katy Perry, I mean, I like Katy Perry, but she's
boring. She did a good job.
She's boring at the Super Bowl.
I'm
she was just like
the beach ball outfit.
Yeah, it's just boring.
She
was boring until Missy came
out. Many theatrics to try to compensate for her not being able to dance or whatever. Missy can dance, she can rap, she can keep your attention. So Missy got the total package.
She doesn't need that whole background. It's her.
Missy could have just gotten up there and just stood there on stage and I was like, oh my god, Missy, oh, you killed it.
I wanted her to do one more song. I was like, come on, Missy.
Why is she just headlining?
I know. I like, Missy, come on, do one more. But
she
the Super Bowl not having that.
I mean, that
she
was a great
introduction.
I mean, that was a great introduction for Missy, though, because I mean, she technically fell off in like what, 2005?
Yeah. I think the whole crowd.
2007.
Yeah. I mean, that was like 7 years ago.
That's a long time.
People who starting to go to the club now and stuff like that haven't really been like exposed.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty random.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know, Missy, she was doing a lot of writing behind the scenes for, I know, Keisha Cole, Let It Go, and she did like Fantasia.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like she's been behind the scenes, so she hasn't completely fell off.
Right.
She just hasn't been in the forefront.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. But shout out to Missy, man. Missy, we're looking forward to you doing some
Can't
music.
Wait.
Shout out VA.
VA, yeah. Shout out to VA, man. The whole VA.
Yeah.
You know what? And bring back Magoo, man. What happened to Magoo?
Nobody want to hear Magoo, man.
What happened to Magoo, man?
Nobody want to hear him.
Oh, Oh, so y'all don't remember Up Jumps the Boogie. Y'all
remember Up Jumps the Boogie. Y'all don't remember that. You can't your brother and the producer, and you can't.
That's all you can do.
So all right, man, so we're going to take a quick break, man. Make sure y'all come on out to Melrose Avenue, 7753 Sporty LA. DJ Carrizza on the ones and twos. Carrizza, go ahead and get into that Missy, man. Get your freak on right here. Let's go. I'm the hottest ram. I told your mother, y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on, get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I switch my style. Holla, holla. People sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around.
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。ヘッベンガ
Yall can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on, get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I switch my style. Holla, holla. People sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around. Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Talk Sporty LA 7753. on Melrose Avenue. Make sure y'all come out, check out all the exclusive shoes right here. You can find them on Twitter, Facebook, and all social media at Sporty LA. And make sure you check out their blog at www.sportylamedia.com. Brittany, you wanna? We got the marketing manager Brittany here. You wanna say something, Brittany?
Yeah, I'll introduce myself. I wear a lot of different hats here. Every day is different. So you never know. So you got to come prepared, ready to juggle, ready to go. I spend a lot of my days in the office, obviously taking care of admin tasks.
Right.
But the marketing and the social media is sort of like my bread and butter. So I'm excited to have the opportunity since I started working here to blog, to Facebook, to create events next door. We have a pop-up location, actually, right next door.
Exactly. Awesome. Y'all had the Dr. Scholl's event.
We had the Dr. Scholl's event.
On Wednesday, Thursday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It was a great
so
event.
The pop-up went up on a Tuesday. So there you go. It was a really fun event.
It was
pretty like dead afterward.
Yeah.
Like voice was shot. Johnny Wujek was the DJ
at
the event.
Katy Perry's fashion
stylist.
Designer. Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So he was there. That was really cool. I think you took a selfie with him.
I did.
You
I
showed
did.
Me.
I got my
nice,
selfie
Jay.
In.
I know. No,
selfie no. games.
He's right, coming
selfie
up.
Selfie game on point.
Selfie
<you know.
laughs>
Selfie games on point.
Right.
So we had fun. It was really
great.
A good time. Like I hadn't had that much fun at like a work event in a while. A lot of the employees came out. We have a 45-day exclusive on 5 different colors of the exercise sandals. So big trend coming back. They've been featured in Marc Jacobs shows, different designers for New York Fashion Week, which is going on right now. So yeah, I mean, and there's a leopard shoe. We talked about that earlier.
So how can, because you like the gatekeeper for Sporty LA, so if someone wants to get in touch with you to do some type of collaboration.
Yeah, no, you can find me at Brittany@sportyla.com, sporty with an I-E, not a Y, so keep that in mind. And my name is spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, not some functified spelling. So yeah, my Starbucks cups get messed up. But you can find me there. Send me an email if there's an opportunity, then we'll definitely look into it.
All right.
See what we can do.
All right. Thanks for being here, Brittany, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Great.
It's fun.
Great.
She got on some raw Nikes right now, too. I'm feeling those.
I do.
Oh, yeah, they're nice.
I just got these not
like
too
those.
Long ago. They're getting a little dirty on the bottom.
Right here, Sporty LA, right?
They just
yes,
they just
right
get some
here.
Character. That's all. Just get some character.
They walked a lot of steps.
All right, guys, so time to talk about it, man. You hear the instrumental right here. You hear the instrumental. Drake,
we sure do.
Drake came out with the mixtape for the Valentine's weekend. If you're reading this, you're too late. First thing I got to say, I'm not a big Drake fan or anything, but it was so hard to criticize this album right here because I thought this was a great piece of work that Drake did. I really did. I listened.
Really
to this.
Now, this is interesting. Usually, you're the last in line to hate on Drake.
You know what? I listened to the album probably 4 times. I've been listening to it ever since it dropped. So I think this was a very great.
What was your favorite track?
You know, I had a lot of them. I had Legend. Legend was raw.
He told
Energy.
You how it was in Legend, huh? He spoke right to
let's,
you.
Let's slow down. Let's slow down. He's not a legend yet. Let's slow down. Now.
What?
Let's,
you cannot
hold
say
on, let's
Drake
slow down.
Is not
let's slow
a legend.
Down.
Get this guy
but,
off the mic.
I would say Energy was a good one. You and the Six. I like that. I really
that
like that.
That was good. When I was listening to it, I made a mental star.
You and the Six.
I
like
that one. Yeah.
You and the Six was dope. What was it? 6 p.m.? What was it? 6 p.m. and midnight in New York.
Yeah.
6 p.m. in New York.
Yeah.
That was hard. I mean, he had a lot
I
of
like
great
know
tracks
yourself.
On here. Yeah.
I really
like
that
was,
one.
Know Yourself was good. Yeah.
I really like that one.
Yep. That was
I like Company.
So what do you think about the album? Let's start with you, Nick Nookum.
I mean, it was hot, bro. I think Drake definitely is much more raw than we've seen him in recent times.
True.
I mean, he's been getting more raw lately as far as like his verses, but now he just got a whole album that was not. It wasn't poppy. He didn't have like lively. It wasn't really like lively beats on there. It was kind of just like gutter a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Even his R&B songs were like a little grimy.
Yeah.
And I thought that was one of the best parts about it. He had some like 3-6 Mafia sounding beats on there. He just had it was raw, bro. I can't.
You know what I like about Drake that he did in his last album? Like he'll sample a record. And like, but he'll do it his way, and it'll still sound like bad. Like he sampled
the
that.
Lauren
so,
Hill?
Oh, that was crazy. And then he sampled that Genuine So Anxious and Legend.
Man.
It was crazy. So I like when he does that, like he did in his last album with, what's the Hot Boys record?
What are you talking about?
I can't think of the Hot Boys record, but he did that in his last album with the Hot Boys song.
I mean, he did it in Wu-Tang Forever.
Yeah,
you know what
he
I'm
did
saying?
That, yeah. So I like that. I like that part about Drake, cause he makes that song his own. You know, so I like that. Notorious, what did you think about it?
I mean, you already know what I'm gonna say.
I already know, Nora.
No, but trying not to be biased, cause I'm a huge Drake fan. I really think there's no other person who does it like he does. Like, he is the only person in his lane, and dynamic. He's innovative. I don't know. I just think he's, no one does it like him. I really like the album. I really like Legend. I also, I don't know the name of the song, the one, the open letter to his mom.
You and the Six.
Yeah, like, I love that one. I felt like it was an open letter to everyone, kind of. I loved it. It was great. And I felt like there was something for everyone. And yeah, like Nick said, I mean, it was a little grimier. It wasn't like, there wasn't like a hit song, so to speak, on it. But it was an easy listen. And man, I'm going to be hooked on that the next few weeks.
It was dope. V. Brian, what you think?
I think it was dope. I think, you know, I listened to it straight through. I didn't feel like I had to skip. Yeah. I feel like all the ladies gonna have captions for their Instagram for the next 5 months.
They're sexy
so,
selfies.
You know, I got me some captions written down. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready to, you know, put on my Instagram game. And I liked it. Like, my favorite one was Company. I feel like, you know, he,
I didn't really like that track.
Yeah, I feel like he relates to the women, because, you know, he wanna be a ladies man. And he is a ladies man, but he know he a dog. So he
just
gotta let him know, you know, I would do you right, girl, but, you know,
I don't deserve this.
Right.
I don't deserve you. You're too perfect.
Yes.
He like that sometimes.
Drake is a real one, man. I mean, nobody's is good at conveying their emotions to Drake, bro. Like,
yep.
In all aspects, whether it's about girls, his position in the rap game, his family, nobody can tell you what's really on their mind the way Drake can. And I think that's what separates him from really
he
anyone
else.
Yeah,
that's what
Drake's
about.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
listened.
About him and knowing himself.
Yeah, exactly.
He's vulnerable.
And being in touch.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree.
He knows his place.
Yeah. He lets it all out, man. He doesn't hide for anything. And I got much respect for him.
But he ain't a legend, though.
I mean, not right now. You gotta have more than four albums.
Come on,
man. He has four albums. Four albums, and he already a legend.
How many albums you have? It's what you do with them. It's about quality.
Oh my god.
Notorious B.I.G. had two albums. You can't tell me Notorious B.I.G. ain't a legend. He got two albums.
Notorious. That's different, though. That's just different.
I don't know.
You can't call Drake a legend yet, man.
Yeah.
You can't call Drake a legend yet.
But then he don't got the rebuttal.
Come on, man.
Your hate game is so strong for Drake.
Jay. I mean, you just can't call him a legend yet. I mean,
yes, he is, though. He was a legend with So Far Gone.
You can't call him a legend.
What has he done? What has he done legendary?
You want to know what makes him a legend? He had more top 100 Billboard hits than any other artist.
Okay, that's one.
Boom.
That's one.
Boom.
What else?
That's it. That's a legendary.
What else?
When in the last several years have you turned on the radio and in any 3-minute increment have you not heard a Drake song or a Drake feature?
That's nothing. Yeah,
that's fire.
I can say the same thing about Young Thug.
Not for five years, though.
Okay. Not consistently and
not
so
successfully.
I mean, he's a hot artist. He's a hot artist, so they're going to play him.
Don't relegate him.
They're going to play him. Do you think songs had major airplay quality? Because I wasn't sure about that.
Say it again.
Like, major airplay, like, would any of these songs achieve that?
Okay, want to know one more thing that's legendary about him? He almost won a Grammy off his mixtape.
Yes, So Far Gone. That's
legendary. And the buzz that he had.
You know what?
If he would have won a mix, I mean, Young Jeezy could have won a mix. Young Jeezy.
If you want to talk about the mixtape game, Young Jeezy really changed the mixtape game.
Was he nominated?
Nick, says a lot, bro.
No, I mean, Jeezy got hot mixtapes, but
I'm talking about the first one, Trap or Die.
Yeah, it's hot, but he's not fucking with Drake, though. He can't touch Drake's body of work.
Songs had major airplay ability. I don't know if you guys.
But
felt
it's Drake.
That way.
I feel like it doesn't matter. It's Drake.
I mean, Drake is a hot artist. I'm not taking anything away from Drake. But you can't call a man a legend for four albums.
Think
like
about
that,
who
man.
He put on. He put I Love McConan is on right now because of Drake. Party Next Door is on because of Drake.
Exactly.
The Weeknd is on because of
but
Drake.
But they're talented artists, though, man. They're talented artists, man.
In their own right.
Without Drake supporting them, they wouldn't even be out there. Drake found ASAP Rocky.
Boom.
I don't know about
but
that.
But see, that's the thing.
But ASAP is not hot. Like, he's not like that, though.
But ASAP got buzz, though. All the people
got
buzz.
But ASAP ain't like that, though. Man.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I respect that, you know, Notorious B.I.G. over here. She says, like, you know, Drake has his own style, which I hear it, you know, and I feel it. And
watch
I'm
what you
just
say,
not,
girl.
I don't personally vibe with that lane. Like, I'll take a different lane. I'll move over. Mm-hmm. Do my little signal to the next lane. But you know, I respect this for him having his own style. I think that's great as an artist. It's just that I personally don't. I remember him for his tracks that he collaborates with others, not just him. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
So and the ones that generally get played are the collaborations.
Right.
Those are those.
That's when he's not putting out his own music. That's when he's like, I'm going to jump on this track and kill it better than the person whose track it is.
I feel like it's Drake supporting other artists rather than other artists supporting Drake.
Okay. Yeah, I got you on that.
He makes the hit.
But see, then how can you say if he's a legend, if people like him for those tracks that he works with other people, then if you're saying that that's not.
But he has those songs with everything from like, Best I Ever Had to Over to he has
it's too
those
early
labels.
It's, yeah, it's way too early just to say. It's just like
no,
saying he's an icon.
Not.
Like
okay,
Jay-Z when Jay-Z died, Jay-Z's an icon, bro. Jay-Z is a legend. Jay-Z's an icon. The things that he's done for the culture.
Okay, Jay, how was Lauryn Hill only had one album and she's a legend? And you're saying Drake isn't a legend?
What you mean?
Lauryn Hill only had Miseducation.
Lauryn Hill was. Lauryn Hill was the first the first female to win a Grammy. She won a Grammy as a female artist.
Okay, he's the first artist to take his mixtape to the Grammy.
Boom.
That's when, did he win?
You keep saying
did
that.
He win?
He was nominated off a mixtape. He wasn't even signed.
Yeah, he was not signed. I mean, the buzz that he had before dropping a debut album before even getting signed is unprecedented, bro. Nobody's ever done it like that. Nobody's ever.
Like I said, if you want to bring up a mixtape, you go back to Young Jeezy.
He does kind of talk about that.
Hey,
To be real, Trap or Die was dope, but Drake's first mixtape blows Young Jeezy's tape out of the water.
Are you crazy?
No, you crazy.
It blows it out of the water. It's a completely different sound. They're really incomparable.
Trap or Die was the mixtape of the mixtape, bro. He put mixtapes on top of everything.
I don't know.
Jay, remember, we were talking about like the whole term mixtape is interesting to me, like why he calls it mixtape versus album.
Yeah,
you know,
17 songs. That's an album.
That was
he did that whole Beyonce thing, like boom, surprise.
Yeah.
You know what?
But he calls it this mixtape when normally I'm used to like, oh, like you said, free download of a mixtape or just like kind of here's a new sound I want to introduce or like a little different tastes of of me, but.
Right.
I feel like calling it a mixtape is almost like a cop out that in case it fails, well, you know, it was just a little mixtape diary of like a little.
I don't disagree with that. It should have just been an album.
Mm-hmm. And then two, I feel
like own up to it. Like be like, yeah, this is my music. This is me.
It's a surprise.
This is my
album.
New album.
Own it.
Yeah.
I think there's more
stand
to come.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, that definitely. Yeah. Reviews from the six is still.
Exactly.
On his way.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is just like the little appetizer.
They're toting this as a precursor to that album.
Copies though.
Yeah, it's on his way to sell 500,000 in the first week.
I actually think he's gonna do more.
In the first week?
Yeah. I really think he's gonna do more.
I love that.
But you know what? A lot of blogs are saying that Drake, because normally, like I said, mixtapes are free, you know, but he charged for this particular mixtape $13. It's worth $13.
Yes.
But a lot of people were saying that he's kind of, I guess, put a charge on this mixtape was because he wanted to count this as an album, because I guess when you have a mixtape but you charge for it, it's counted as an album to kind of like get out that cash money deal whenever Lil Wayne goes to you know, on his way. And that's what a lot of blogs are saying. When I thought about it, but when I thought about it, I was like, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
though.
You know, he left Birdman and Cash Money out of the credits.
Exactly.
On the album
exactly. So
and he was taking. Can we talk about him taking shots all throughout the album?
Oh, you know what? I got a game. Hold on. I got a game for that. I got a game. We gonna play a game.
We
with
playing
that.
Games now.
Yeah, we gonna play a game with that.
Oh yeah, we talk arcade. Let's do it.
We gonna play a game with that. A lot of articles saying that he's going to be projected to sell 500,000 copies, but I think Jake's going to sell, I think it's going to be like 600,000.
That's crazy.
Easy.
That's crazy. Easy. Surprise.
Because, I mean, all the buzz off of this mixtape and it's good work. I mean, like I'm not taking nothing from Drake, man. Drake is he's a talented artist, man, but I'm just saying he's definitely not a legend yet. Not in my book.
Nah,
you got to do more than have four albums to be a legend.
That's why your
or
book
three
is
albums
back
in
a library,
mixtape.
Jake.
You're putting a monetary number on albums when it's other artists that have less.
Well, who we call a legend? Who we call it besides B.I.G.? B.I.G. died, though.
Album,
he died. That's the only reason we call him.
No,
because
she mentioned
Lauryn
Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill is dope, man.
I mean, Tupac got more.
Lauryn Hill was doing stuff.
Tupac got more than four albums, but he was only hot for two albums. Like, you know what I'm saying? The two albums are what everybody listens to and talks about. So,
who, Pac?
Tupac, yeah.
But what Pac was saying in his songs, though, bro. Like, come on, Pac. You can't take nothing away from Pac.
I'm just saying, bro. Is Kendrick Lamar a legend?
You know? Not you can't. That's too. It's too early. You can't.
Was Kanye West like, a wait? Is Kanye West a legend?
Yeah, you gotta get Kanye. Well, Kanye.
After how many albums?
Kanye's a legend, though.
After how many albums?
Kanye.
Yeah, when did he become a legend?
Kanye was a legend after what? After the one he just released.
After Jesus, so before that he wasn't a legend.
College dropout.
Kanye was a legend. He was a legend.
Those
were
like my anthems.
I don't think he's a better. I think the things that Kanye has done in the game has made him. Like, you know, just a legend. You know, he done some
same
big things
Drake,
in the game,
though.
Man.
He's done a lot of things that have put him in that. Yeah.
He surpassed the Beatles.
Man.
I have it right here. From Billboard.com. He surpassed the Beatles with 72 appearances on the top 100 Billboard list.
Okay, you already said that. You said it like, three times.
He surpassed the Beatles. So okay. How is that not legendary? Okay. The Beatles are legendary. You know, surpassed them. You're legendary.
I mean, Rihanna did the same thing. You know, Rihanna's an icon. She did the same thing.
She's an icon, but yeah. I wouldn't say legend. Yeah. I think Drake
what?
Is an...
So you're saying Rihanna is not a legend?
I think she's an icon. Definitely
she's
an
icon. She's an icon
but...
and a legend.
Nah, come on.
I just don't
I'm a rookie and a vet.
Huh?
Yeah.
Me either. I don't. He has to have more albums, man. Under
I don't care
years,
about how many. If he stops music today,
yeah, the world is gonna miss Drake, bro.
Yes, he.
The world is gonna miss Drake.
It's not about how many albums or how long they've been in the game. If they are able to do what he does, the way he does it, and as consistently as he does, that's legendary. No one can touch that.
Yeah, and nobody will ever be able to do what he's doing, right?
No, like, no.
Okay.
Best rap sung artist, whatever.
I agree with that. He's the best R&B artist.
Ever.
Yeah, I agree.
That should mean something.
That is.
Yeah. That
right, is. So we're gonna get to this game. So he's been taking shots at everybody in this whole album. 17 tracks. So we're gonna play a game called Who Is It Aimed At?
Okay.
So what I did was I went through every song, wrote down some lyrics, and then I want you to guess who he's taking shots at. Alright, so I'm gonna read the lyric and you let me know who he's taking shots at.
Alright.
Let's do it.
Alright, so this should be easy right here. This song is called No Telling. That's on the album, and the lyric goes, "Thinking they lions and tigers and bears, I go hunting, put heads in my fireplace."
Tiger.
Easy. That was easy.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
want to
give it away.
Oh, that was on the list. So he said you gonna catch this fade. You got on Twitter like you gonna catch this fade.
But he deleted it though. But bro, don't. If you're gonna put something on social media, don't delete nothing, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't
think,
delete it.
Own it.
You think Drake own it.
Iggy, like we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
Own Papa John's.
Exactly. Own it.
Tiger should own it.
I think they too soft, dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Like, I don't know what would happen. I don't know.
3 o'clock? Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Let's do one more game and we'll wrap it up. Okay, so one more game. This song is called Star 67. All right, hear the lyric. Walk up in my label like, where the check though? Yeah, I said it. Wouldn't dap you with the left though.
Birdman?
Yeah, that's
I would say Cash
that's
Money.
That's a Cash Money
yeah,
shot.
That's cash, yeah, that's a Cash Money.
Yeah.
That's a Cash Money. All right, man. So we about to get up out of here, man. Shout out to Sporty LA 7753 on Merrose Avenue. Shout out to our guests, DJ Carrizza and Brittany. Appreciate you guys for coming.
Yeah, thanks
for
coming.
What's your social media, Brittany?
You can catch me at... And it's all capitals, B_the_cutest.
Okay.
Aww. It's a little play on words.
That's
I'm B. And everybody else should be the cutest.
And you're the cutest. Oh, okay.
I got you. And Carrizza, your social media?
At DJKRZA.
That's like a Wu-Tang.
Nice. Wu-Tang. Yeah.
Hey.
Carrizza.
All right. And how can they book you, Carrizza? For a DJ, how can they book you?
Oh, you email, see on email Instagram, address? Yeah, djcrizza@gmail.com.
All right. Did Nukem?
Nukem_Nick, NUKEM. Holla at me. I'll be posting the hottest Spotify playlist you ever heard in your life. New music all the time coming on my feed. Follow me, man. Holla at me.
All right. Notorious.
I'm at Notorious B-I-G, and that's two O's, N-O-O-R. Notorious B-I-G.
All right, and V Brown, conversation piece.
You know, you can find me on conversation piece at Instagram, Miss Convo Piece on Twitter. Holler at me. I talk back. I got like lots of different pictures of food and.
She throw the occasional sexy pic in there.
Yeah.
She definitely do
okay.
That.
We all are.
All right, guys, that's it, man. Make sure you follow us at Oh Yeah We Talk at all social media, and you can follow me at JAY Styles. TV on all social media. I'd like to thank Sporty LA. Yes. Make sure you follow Sporty LA on all social media as well.
That's
all
S-P-O-R-T-I-E.
That's right.
I appreciate
no
that.
Way.
No, no what? No why?
No why?
No why?
It's an IE.
All right, man. So come out, check out Sporty LA 7753 on Merrose Avenue. We are out.
We forgot to talk about Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there and to the side pieces. Hey, sorry.
Ain't no Valentine's
Day. Enjoy your dinner tonight. Well.
Ain't no Valentine's Day.
I guess the side pieces really found out yesterday if they were really side pieces, all right?
Yeah.
All right, we
they
out, man.
Every year.
It's okay. You will get dinner tonight.
Let's go.